Good afternoon, welcome to our small show, Ignite Your Purpose podcast. My name is John. I'm your host from the UK side of the business. Max, he's your other host from Canada. and we like to think of ourselves as the low-key, chilled-out health coaches. We share with you our life experiences, things we've done, things that work for us, they may not work for you, things we've read and how kind of that kind of, you know, just sits with us. And we throw all these ideas out to you to inspire you to make a change, to be better each and every day. So on that, I'm going to ramble a bit more for a second. We had a question from a friend of ours. He was on the show a couple of nights ago. I'm just going to read his email, and then we will talk about it. So excuse my eyes for a second. It's a question for you both regarding the dreaded P word, procrastination, a word that tends to be used mostly in a negative context, as it's about delaying or postponing of something, and usually a task at hand. Graham says, what I've started to come across more often in my own media feed is the statement that procrastination is part of the process. Great choose part of the process by somebody, can't remember. And he says it plays a part in everyday life. So, gentlemen, the question is this. When might the element of procrastination play a part in your everyday life? And how do you tend to view it, respond to it, or even appreciate or acknowledge it as being an important entity of the process, possibly relating to your approach to your creative outlets, content creation, fitness, family, finances, work, chores, blah, 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 blah. Good luck, he finishes with. So, Max, I'm going to throw it over to you, and I'm sure you'll tell us a story, and I'll think of something to say. Okay,
because I know Graham and I know he's on his journey, I know he has some self-awareness going on, he's definitely going down that road of evolution and all that, I'm going to say this. For me, it's part of my process. So why label it? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, why do we need to put a connotation of positive or negative on it? That's my first thing. Procrastination for me works. Now, back in the day, yeah, I would be same as what Graham's at, saying, yeah, is it good? Is it bad? Like, how can I do this? How can I do that? But when I go to write a song, man, like when I go to do whatever, like procrastination works for me. Like it works to my betterment, because if I have a deadline and I know it's due on such and such a time, I can either leave it to around then, but I know it's there and know it has to be done. And whether I'm procrastinating or not, I just feel that There is a timeline, and whatever's going to come through me is going to come through me before it needs to be done. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And on that, I would say that there are people who work like that. They say, okay, I've got a project, I've got a piece of work, I've got whatever it might be, and it's due at a certain date. And they make a decision at that point. They could say, well, I could faff about, and it'd be an hour here, an hour there, an hour here, or they just schedule it for a number of days before the time when it's due, and then it's okay, here I am, I've sat down, I've scheduled that time to do it, and therefore you get focused and you probably get more value out of that time rather than starting it, stopping it. And that's something for me, that's a decision I've made. I detest my business account. Excuse me, freaking hate it. And every year, we did it a few weeks ago, every year I say I'm going to do it, month on month on month, I get all my receipts and all my invoices, the bank statements, and mark it all off. I might kind of, for a couple of months, start doing that, and then I'll just put everything in a big envelope, so at least it's sort of friendly. And the way I dealt with that is I just decided, screw it, I will do it, I'll put aside 2 days at the end of the year. And it won't be 4 days, but it'll be sat down, focused, and we'll get it done. And sort of, I don't know if Max has got any sort of relations to that, but my kind of idea of procrastination is it's chronically avoiding something you don't want to do. And whereas it might be said now that procrastination is part of the process, I believe something you don't want to do is procrastination. If part of the process is learning and reading and planning and scripting and all of those connotations, prior planning, preparation, all those kind of things, being patient. And it, I think it sits in a different box to procrastination. That's something you don't want to do. Working towards something you do want to do, sit differently and tick off those wins as you go along rather than pushing it back again and again. So, Max, I'm going to throw it back to you for a second. And
I definitely liked what you said. I heard what you said. And I think I can agree with you there. I just know for me, it's part of my process, and I try not to label it anymore, and I just do what I do, and it seems to work. So do I need to say, you know, good, bad, 8, 20, 4, 30, you know what I mean? It's just, it is what it is. And I don't know, maybe procrastinating to a certain time point where there is not much time left to do something is how I work under stress, or, you know what I mean? I'm trying to relate it to, you know, working out and business and all that. But, you know, I don't, there's a mental aspect in there as well that it's just like, yeah, do I want to go for this run? Yes, no, but I'm going anyway. So I don't, you know what I mean? Like the procrastination part.
Yeah. I was just thinking about, oh, my computer's gone crazy.
You're still there. You're all good in my hood.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to put it back onto that screen. I can't see much else.
Okay.
But, as far as training goes for me, I don't procrastinate.
Yeah.
I'm going to plan it, but then I'll decide if I'm going to do it or not. And that's a decision I make on the spot, depending on how I'm feeling, whether I'm rested or not, and all those variables. But I don't procrastinate about it. I just make a decision.
Yeah. So I think on a deeper level, there's something that we could go deeper into maybe later on, but we get into, you know, knowing your purpose and knowing the road you're going, why would we procrastinate, right? If it's something we want to be doing. Again, you agree with you. If it's not something you want to be doing, we need to be questioning ourselves why we're doing it in the first place.
Why are you doing some shit you don't want to do?
Yeah.
And that's another conversation we can get into about why we insist on doing things to appease other people's opinions.
I'm learning that process right now. I was just talking to you about it. So we should go deep into that one, right?
Yeah. And what I've said to Graham is I've written a link down somewhere for his Instagram. He is super_inf. We're going to get him back on the show, and we will ask him his opinion on why he does procrastinate, or if it's easier just to label it as part of the process, because that's another way to ease the suffering and to make it more acceptable. I think that's all from me for today. To you, Max, any final words?
As always, just want to thank everybody. Thanks for the questions. Thanks for the watches. We know you could be anywhere in the world, and you is right here with us, and we appreciate.
Yeah, we just want to say there's no email lists. There's never going to be anything to sign up for. If we come up with courses to deliver, it'll all be for free. But we appreciate you listening. Please do either subscribe when we start uploading this to YouTube. It's going to happen pretty soon. Follow us on Facebook so you get a message for when we go live each and every day. Tell your friends, share the content, comment on the content, and let's get a conversation going. If there are people out there who would much rather kind of communicate in a club group, where we can get these discussions going without the rest of the world seeing, hit us up and we'll create a closed group, and we'll try and create our own community, and we'll build this community together. It's about knowing where you're going, creating those steps along the way, accountability to each other.
Big one.
All of these things we will talk over and over. So I think I'm going to label us, you know, life coaches for a couple of weeks until we come up with another name. Not right, not wrong.
For me, it's just going from negative to positive.
Yeah. Okay. From there, from us to you, have a great day.
Thanks, everyone.
And we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.